ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do when they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests.
Okay, I was finishing up one interview.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News. Two countries often at odds with large parts of the world are getting together.
North Korea's state news agency announcing their economic delegation is in Iran. The last time a senior North Korean official visited the country was in 2019, and the visit comes just days after Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel, with Pyongyang and Tehran suspected of having close military ties. The two countries are under international sanctions for their weapons programs, and both are suspected of having close military ties to Russia. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Some new fine print is on the way for anyone trying to build up rewards points with American Airlines. Starting July, booking a flight will only earn points if it's done through American directly or preferred travel agency. In central London, now four people were hurt when several military horses bolted the city streets. Several vehicles were also damaged by the running horses. One was hit by a double-decker bus. No word yet on what spooked them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Real News with Rick Outson on Pensacola's News Talk 1370, WCOA.
Good morning. I'm here. Cena's in the south of France. We've got Crawfish Festival coming up. If you want to talk to Bridget Middleton, you have to do it today because she's going to be way too busy starting. Probably already is. And we've got Bridget on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Fine. Yeah, this to me, Crawfish is one of the funnest events because the food is great, the music is unbelievable, and everybody seems to have a good time.
I agree. And this year we're going to have amazing weather. The weather kind of got us last year a little bit, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and we've got 20,000 pounds of crawfish on order and heading this way on a truck in a couple days from Louisiana, so we're ready.
Now, you know, for a long time it was done at Bartram Park, and y'all really outgrew that space. So now you're in Seville Square, right?
That's right, yeah. So we moved north just across Bayfront Parkway. We're actually in Fountain Park and Seville Square.
Right.
So we did. We outgrew Bartram. And we gave it a shot over at Maritime Park for a year, but really found that we liked the nostalgia of being over, you know, closer to Bartram with more shade and trees. So we revamped after COVID and went back up to Seville and Fountain. And Fountain is really where the music and the crawfish boil operation happens. And then, you know, we added about 70 arts and crafts vendors, so that they're all up in Seville Square, and you know, nice quaint dining areas over by the gazebo. And this year, famous Bayou Bloody Marys in a collectible cup that you can get this year. So we're excited
cool.
about adding that too. So it's gonna be great.
Now the times are: it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It starts at 11 on Friday and Sunday, but 10. On Saturday, and both Friday and Saturday, you go late. You got music all the way up to 11 o'clock.
That's right, yeah. So we've got a great band lineup. But let me just remind everybody, if you come for lunch on Friday, so admission is free until 3 o'clock on Friday. So you don't have to pay the admission fee, which is low anyway. It's only $5 for adults and $3 for kids. 6 to 10, I think it is, or 6 to 12. I have to relook at that. And then it's free for kids 5 and under. So, yeah, and then our music starts, and then it's free for military all day on Friday from open until close, active duty military. And then we kick off the music at 2 o'clock with a Pensacola locals, actually, 9th Avenue Brass Band. who are amazing, and they do like a second line around the festival to kick it off, and then they do a performance on the stage. We go all the way to 10:30 with Zydeco and Cajun Music on Friday, and then Saturday the music starts at noon and goes till 10:30. Again, we've got a local musician who plays some jazz music, and then going to kind of ramp it up during the day with Zydeco and Cajun, and sort of end with this fun New Orleans party band called Flow Tribe. The Ninth Avenue Brass Band is going to be doing second lines all around the festival all day long too, several times. And then on Sunday, we've got some more traditional Cajun music to kind of finish out the festival on Sunday. So we're very excited.
You know, and for this should be, if you're new to Pensacola, put this on your bucket list, because it's a fun event. Even if you don't like crawfish, there's other food to eat. So you're not there. I mean, if that's not what you like, but it's still, there's so many other things to eat. But the music and just being in the park and you know, there's plenty of place to sit and enjoy the music, and the vendors add a lot to it, but the music is really got that Zydeco Cajun feel to it that really makes, kind of just goes with crawfish.
Thanks for saying that. I actually did the lineup myself, so and I grew up in South Louisiana, so it means a lot to me to have authentic Cajun and Zydeco music, and if you throw in some soul and funk and jazz music in there too, just to have a little bit for everybody. But I've gotten a lot of great comments about the lineup this year, and we've got a lot of people returning that have, like Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band, have closed out our festival for several years now, and he is amazing, and we love having him back, and he's just about the nicest man you've ever met. There's plenty of tables all around the both Seville Square and Fountain Park where you can sit and eat your crawfish or any other food. I think we have 17 other food vendors this year, all kinds of different genres of food. We ask that they all offer something that, you know, is a crawfish dish to stay true to our festival roots, but we understand that not everybody likes crawfish, so we want to offer some other things. But you bring your chair, you know, you bring your lawn chair, you can set up in front of the stage in Fountain Park, and people dance. It's great. People come from all over just to Cajun dance.
Right.
This event. It's really fun to watch, and it's going to be a great weekend.
You know, I've actually been to the Cajun Music Hall of Fame. It's in Eunice, Louisiana.
I was
going to
say, is that in
Brobridge? It's in Eunice. So, and they actually, they have kind of a Cajun version of the Grand Ole Opry that they play on Saturday nights on a radio station out of Eunice. And
I have to put that on my bucket list.
And they've got a Mardi Gras. It's a little bitty town, maybe 9,000 people, but everything's Mardi Gras or Cajun, and it's fun. It is, for listeners, this is Bridget Middleton, Fiesta Pensacola, Crawfish Festival. This is, y'all have taken on this event, and it's now become a staple of the community. But for listeners, Fiesta Pensacola really works to, preserve our history, you know, and do it in a fun way. Talk a little bit about Fiesta Pensacola, Bridget.
Yeah, so we are celebrating our 75th Fiesta this
wow.
year. It's the 75th year Fiesta, and it's a big year for us. Fiesta has come a long way since 1949, since its inception. And really it was started by a group of men from the Chamber of Commerce who wanted to draw people to our beautiful beaches and our beautiful city. Tourism wasn't really a thing yet, and so they decided to have the celebration. At that point, I think it was in the springtime. Now we have it in the summer, 10 days in the summer, but to just get people to come, and they would do these reenactments of the founding, and they wanted to celebrate Don Tristan de Luna, who founded, you know, Pensacola in 1559. And it really has grown into this organization, this nonprofit organization that gives back to the community with, you know, these three major festivals per year. And then we have one of my favorite events that we do, the Children's Treasure Hunt, which really serves, we served over 900 lunches at our event earlier this month and introduced many people who would not normally be able to go visit the Museum of History. down in downtown. I think we had 1,300 people clicked through that museum on that day, and we gave away tons of prizes to kids. So, you know, really trying to be inclusive, more inclusive in the community is what Fiesta is striving for now, but while also teaching our history and teaching about all of the different cultures that have influenced Fiesta since 1559, since the Spanish came. And we do that through Seafood Festival and Crawfish Festival, and then our Fiesta celebration, which starts up next month, and with a big parade and our Fiesta Day celebration and just a 10-day long celebration of our roots, which is awesome.
It is. And you know, I've been fortunate to be a part of it. My daughters have. There's a lot of pieces to it, but the two it's great to have both Crawfish and Seafood Festival. You know, they sort of bookend our summer for us. And it really creates, I think, for the community, a different way to connect with each other. And you've got, you know, Fiesta Forces for volunteers. There are ways for people to get involved. And it becomes, you really do get a sense of community going to these events.
Oh, for sure. Thank you for saying all that. We feel like a family. We've got about 300 volunteers on our rolls that help us produce all of these events and parties and parades that I'm talking about. And, you know, we have a lot of fun while we're doing it. And so I always encourage people to go check out our website, fiestapensacola.org. There's a whole section there, a whole page on volunteering and how to sign up for that and how to just be a part of our parade. I think our Fiesta Days tickets went on sale yesterday. Our parade applications opened yesterday, and our all crew ball, which is another really great fun event that brings together all of the Mardi Gras crews from Pensacola and surrounding areas for one night of one big party to welcome the new DeLuna, which this year will be DeLuna 73, DeLuna 74 to the rolls. So we all get together at the Haji Shrine out there right before our DeLuna coronation ball at the Bay Center and have a big party. So those tickets are on sale on our website. If anybody's interested, you can go there and check it out. Our parade this year is going to be bigger than ever. We've got a new sponsor, Kia Auto Sports, and we're actually going to have fireworks during the parade this year. So
cool.
It's going to be really cool.
For our listeners, it's Pensacola Crawfish Festival. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get on the Google machine, put Pensacola Crawfish Festival. It comes up. Fiesta Pensacola. Fiesta will do it for you. There's also the Fiesta 5K and 10K this weekend. It'll be earlier Saturday morning. You need to go ahead and register now. You can't register day of. The 10K is a state championship race. It's the 50th anniversary of it. The 5K is I can make it through the 5K. Maybe not run the whole thing, but I can make it. But it, you know, it's also all part of it too. Bridget, thank you for coming on this morning, and I'm just good luck this week coming up. Looks like the weather's going to be good. Fingers crossed. But
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll see y'all down at the festival.
All right. Take care. Yeah, you know, Bridget, what they do at Fiesta, it's evolved over the years. They have worked harder to make it more inclusive, to involve the community more and more in it. And you can tell just listening to what Bridget had to say about how much they are making it for the entire community, not just a small part of it. And that has been a really big step that they've made. And crawfish is just fun anyway. If you hadn't had your crawfish for the year, for this season, this is the time to do it. And it's going to be at Seville Square. I'll remind you about it again tomorrow. And realize on Friday, if you just want to slip away, my theory is, you're going to Office Depot. Well, you can go there and get in for free. You'll still have to pay for the crawfish, but you can enjoy it and go ahead and get a head start on everybody. All right, we're going to go ahead and break. We're going to give you news, weather, and traffic. We'll be right back.